Hello and welcome to English Evening on China Business Radio. This is Dong Ning. 大家好，欢迎来到中国中央人民广播电台经济之声为您带来的英语之夜节目。Okay, so today we start from New Zealand. New Zealand seeing more foreign student enrollment. The number of foreign students studying in New Zealand has risen for the first time in 6 years. New Zealand Ministry of Education figures show that 10,167 international students were enrolled for new semester starting from March the 1st, posting 4% up from last year.那么根据新西兰的一个统计报告展示呢，说是今年以来呢，到新西兰的国际留学生的数量呢有所增长。Half the enrolled students are at schools in Auckland, mostly in secondary schools. The Secondary Principals Association said the increase means schools would have more money available for teaching. Education providers have also carried more intense marketing and promotion in countries such as China, India, Vietnam, Thailand, South Korea, Malaysia, North America, and also Brazil and Germany over the previous 12 months, which is also a major factor in the increased number.那么来自像中国呀、印度啊、泰国、韩国、马来西亚、北美地区、巴西还有德国的很多这个外国的这个留学生的生源呢，也是此次数字增长的一个巨要的条件。所以呢，现在新西兰也吸引了更多的留学生去那里学习 ，that make them there have more money available for teaching。那通过各方面的赞助呢，通过还有学费呢，使整个的新西兰的教育行业呢也能够提振起来，从而促进整个经济的发展。Okay, so now let's go to America. Let's see the volunteering situations in America. And volunteering hit highest level since 2003. Despite the worst financial crisis since the 1930s, more than 63 million people in the United States volunteered their service in 2009, 1.6 million more than in 2008, and the biggest rise since 2003. 自从08年的金融危机席卷美国以来呢，在它的志愿者领域呢，这个数字呢到现在为止是增长幅度特别大的，主要呢是由于经济危机呢使很多人呢陷入债务的危机，同时呢大家都想怎么样能够找到方法去使自己能够有重新焕然一新的表现，这个时候呢很多志愿者包括特别是心理学方面的这个志愿者呢就加入到这个行列当中，免费为很多有创伤的人，特别是精神创伤的人呢，来进行开导。So, the Corporation for National and Community Services America said, an independent government agency said, volunteers heeding President Barack Obama's call to serve their communities contribute to 8.1 billion hours of services, which is equal to about $169 billion. As the economic crisis affects many individuals personally and sends shockwaves across the country, Americans reach out to help through service. 那么随着经济危机的打击呢，很多美国的一些失业人士呢，特别是受到次贷危机创伤的这些人士呢，他们更需要寻求一些服务，特别呢是在心理方面的一些服务，特别是需要一些专业的人士来进行开导。Through service, volunteers are supporting the vulnerable population hit heartily by the economy and helping to create a stronger, more stable future, the report said. An average volunteer rate for 2009 ranged from 34.4% for parents and 30.1% for women to 22% for young adults and 21.6% for millennials and people born in 1982 and after.And Americans are following that call, but the expert said, I think the important thing to remember is that it is part of the American spirit of generosity. What is amazing that in his country is that people turn toward problems rather than away from them. Among states, Utah and last country with the highest rate of volunteerism, followed by Iowa, Minnesota, Nebraska, and also Alaska. At the opposite end of the scale, New York, Nevada, and New Jersey had the lowest level of volunteerism. 那么根据整个美国的 几大州的一个调查显示呢，志愿者这个人数最多的就是爱荷华州啊，还有明尼苏达州，还有像阿拉斯加这几个州的这个志愿者是最多的。那反过来呢，像是纽约、内华达还有新泽西，它的志愿者的这个人数是最少的。In large cities,The volunteer rate was highest in Minneapolis, Portland, and Salt Lake City, and lowest in Miami, New York, and Las Vegas, according to the figures based on the data from the U.S. Census Bureau. Yeah, here is this information. And now let's look at another piece of news. It's related to Haiti. Haiti recently, you know, been hit by a bad earthquake, which is very catastrophic.But here, this one news is related to World Cup also. Soccer made Haitians are revving up to watch the World Cup on large screen televisions at a camp. Their first collective therapy since the devastating January earthquake that killed up to 300,000 people and left more than 1 million people homeless.In the crowded camps in Haitian capital and the other quake-stricken areas, people say they are ready to watch the World Cup, even though Haiti's team did not qualify for the months-long event recently in South Africa. And one said, I lost everything I had in a disaster, and I can't help thinking about how miserable my life has become. This man is 36 years old, and he said his name is Sanon. He stood under a makeshift tent in an overcrowded camp in the Champ de Mars area near what remained of the presidential palace that collapsed in the magnitude 7-point earthquake that hit on January 12th. He said that if Brazil wins, he will be happy for the rest of the year. He said, I probably would have become crazy if the World Cup were not organized this time around. And he said, I'll spend the rest of the year celebrating even without a dollar.那么我们刚才提到的呢就是海地，那海地呢在今年的1月12号呢经受了里氏7级的大地震，地震呢是造成了很多人员的伤亡，海地人呢希望通过这次世界杯的举办呢能够为大家抚平一些伤痛，比方说呢有很多来自他们都失去了亲人，同时呢也失去了自己家园的很多的海地人，他们都会在一个帐篷里面，比方说在海地的这个球场会支起很多的帐篷来供这些无家可归的人们呢来观看此次的世界杯。那我们知道呢，海地呢其实它是坐落在中美洲地区，离像巴西呀都不是特别的远，所以海地人呢特别希望巴西呢能够在此次世界杯上有很好的表现。比方说这位来自海地的36岁的 Sanon， 他就说他希望巴西队呢能够夺冠，如果巴西夺冠的话呢，他接下来这一年如果一分钱没有的话都会非常的开心。所以很多当地的这个volunteer 志愿者还有一些心理学家，他们都说希望通过此次的世界杯呢，这为期一个月的世界杯能够使海地很多无家可归受到这个地震创伤的一些人的一些心灵的抚慰，使他们暂时忘却痛苦，忘却烦恼。就像like we said a few days ago, like British ex Prime Minister Tony Blair said, sport combats conflict, change lives. It can change lives and help create social change in regions such as like the Middle East.那么也像前几天我们提到的英国的前首相托尼布莱尔在接受采访的时候也说呢，他说体育呢其实能够使大家团结起来，在一定时期内呢能够使社会变得更加团结，能够改变大家的生活。 So hope this FIFA World Cup can make a lot of change in this world andThe government in Haiti and several nations that foreign sponsors have set up giant screens in popular areas around tent cities and elsewhere to help residents watch the game. 那么像在海地呢，很多包括它的一些 sponsor、一些赞助商呢，还有一些 NGO 组织呢，也为海地的人民来提供了很多大的屏幕。那通过这些大的屏幕呢，来观看世界杯，使大家有一个可以释放情感的地方。So during the World cap, he said, I probably will continue to go hungry and to face all the problems I have been facing, but I don't think I'll have time to think about that, said a 27-year-old boy. And he think I'll be watching the games, and the World Cup is the greatest therapy I could ever have, and I'll enjoy it to the fullest. 那么一个27岁的海地的小伙子呢，他说，在世界杯期间呢，我会看全整个的这个比赛，虽然呢，我现在吃的东西不是很多，我非常经常挨饿，但是呢，一看世界杯，我就会忘却所有的烦恼，变得非常的高兴。我要看满所有的世界杯的比赛。我相信世界杯给能够抚平我们海地人所带来的这个地震的创伤。So the the Minister of Culture and Communication, Murray Lawrence.Said at least 137 municipalities had received two large screen television sets and one generator each to make sure soccer fans can watch the competition. He said, we have made sure television stations around the country receive the satellite signal so that they may carry the live transmission of the World Cup. It is good thing that they can watch this together and have some fun. Yeah, so here's the news related to FIFA World Cup, and sports did really, make a change for this world in this month. So just enjoy the FIFA World Cup and enjoy the football. Okay, and now let's take a break. Listen to a song by John Mayer, Half of My Heart. And that was Half of My Heart by John Mayer. Now let's move on to Biz News. 接下来呢，我们来听听财经资讯。First one, energy usage set to tighten to curb. 中国将对某些高耗能产业采取控制措施。
Authorities will restrict energy supply in areas with excessive increases in energy usage and high energy consuming industries, said a high-ranking official with the National Development and Reform Commission, NDRC, the country's top economic planning body. The practice of uncapped energy supply and the uncontrolled use of energy will change with the new moves.Xie Zhenghua, Deputy Minister of the NDRC, said in a statement published by the People's Daily recently. Starting from June 1st, the NDRC has ordered enterprises using high levels of energy to be excluded from enjoying discounted electricity rates. The Central Economic Planner will also launch nationwide inspections to enforce the new moves, the statement said.Such enterprises will also be required to limit or stop production, it said. The country's goal of curtailing its energy usage and cutting carbon emissions has met with difficulties as a pickup in the demand for energy gasoline products pushed up the need for power. Preliminary estimates showed that the energy use of every unit of gross domestic products,A measurement of China's energy consumption rose in the first quarter by 3.2% from a year earlier, Xie said. Last year, the country's energy consumption fell 2.2%, failing to meet an annual target of 4%. China plans to cut its energy use by 20% below 2005 levels by the end of this year, according to a five-year energy saving plan for 2006 through 2010.
Next one.Debt crisis seriously weakened German investor confidence. 债务危机沉重打击德国投资者信心。
German investor confidence in June sharply plunged as worries about debt crisis among EU member states grew, a key economic indicator said recently. The Mannheim-based ZDW Center for European Economic Research said it isIts indicator for economic sentiment for Germany dropped by 17.1 points in June, standing at 28.7 points. The economic sentiment is weakened by the uncertainty about the future developments of the debt crisis and the perspective of necessary cuts in public expenditure in EU member countries, ZEW said. The falling was widely expected.Considering the sovereign debt crisis suffered by the EU member states, but the ratio was much higher than previous predictions. According to the median of 35 forecasts in the previous Bloomberg News survey, the indicator will slightly drop to 42 from 45.8 in May, smaller than the 7.2-point drop from 53.0 in April.The ZEW said the much lower investor confidence means German economic recovery that can be observed in the second quarter 2010 to weaken towards the end of this year. The current recovery is still fragile. Fiscal policy is therefore well advised to define necessary consolidation measures now, but to implement them not until 2011, ZDW President Wolfgang Franz said.
Okay, that was today's Biz News. And now let's take another music break, listen to a song by Kelly Clarkson, Already Gone.
Now all the memories
that was already gone by Kelly Clarkson. Now let's move on to popular American. 那么接下来呢，我们来听听流行美语。Larry 和李华呢刚上完课，现在一边喝咖啡一边在聊天。那李华呢会学到两个常用语，第一个是 to be off one's rocker， 另外一个是 silent treatment。Let's take a listen.
Larry， 我看你啊，一直盯着那边那个女孩，你为什么不走过去和她聊一聊呢？
Are you kidding? She'll think I'm off my rocker if I just walk over and start talking to her.
你走过去跟她讲话，她会认为你是什么？ Off your rocker， 那是什么意思啊？
To be off one's rocker means to be crazy. I'm afraid she'll think I'm crazy, or at least really weird, if I start talking to her for no reason.
哦、oh, ，所以Off one's rocker 就是指一个人特别怪，行为反常。Hey, 你要是觉得和陌生人说话很奇怪，那你才真的是 off your rocker 呢。
I don't know. I guess I'm just a little shy about it. Okay?
你这么害羞啊，难怪总是错失良机。哎，算了，你要胆子那么小，我也没办法了。哎 ，Larry， 你看那边那个人，他才真的有点不正常呢。
Who?
就是坐在角落里的那个人啊，你看他还在唱歌呢。
Yeah, he looks like he's a bit off his rocker, but he's probably just really drunk.
就是哦，也许啊，他是喝醉了。哎 ，Larry， 我今天不能玩太晚哦，明天早上9点钟，历史课的教授要给大家补课。
9 a.m. on a Saturday morning, your professor is either completely off his rocker, or he just likes to torture his students.
星期六早上给大家补课不是挺好吗？你觉得我教授疯啦？我看你才是 off your rocker。 Larry， 班上啊没有一个同学认为这个教授这样做有什么不正常的，更没有人认为他是为了要折磨我们。
Okay, but to me, anyone who likes to go to class on Saturday morning is off his rocker.Hey, I forgot to tell you that my sister is giving me the silent treatment. She's mad at me for telling our mom about her new boyfriend.
你把你妹妹交男朋友的事告诉你妈，难怪你妹妹要对你发火了。哎，你说她还给你 silent treatment， 那是什么意思啊？
To give someone the silent treatment is to refuse to talk to that person. My sister is refusing to talk to me because she's mad at me.
哦，我懂了。Silent treatment 就是不理你，不跟你说话了。哎，这么说，你妹妹也不接你电话喽
？No, she wouldn't even speak to me when I was home last weekend.
哎呦，我啊最讨厌这种态度了，不讲话能解决问题吗
？Exactly. If my sister's giving me the silent treatment, then how are we supposed to talk over the problem?
我还记得，当我告诉我妈我决定要来美国念书的时候，她气得一个月都不和我说话呢。
She probably wasn't really mad at you. She was just upset that you would be so far away.
我知道，她呀不是真的生我的气，而是不舍得我到这么远的地方来念书。可是不说话有什么用啊？
Sometimes giving someone the silent treatment is a good idea, though. There are a couple of people I avoid talking to because I know that they like to gossip.
那倒也是，碰上那种喜欢嚼舌头的人啊，最好不要和他们说话。去年我的同屋就是这样的人啊，所以我一个学期都不和他说话，给他 silent treatment。
Hey, Li Hua, you learn fast.
Okay, that was today's popular American. 那么李华学到的第一个常用语呢是 to be off one's rocker, 是指一个人行为不正常，也就是指我们平常说的某个人疯了的意思。第二个是 silent treatment, 是指沉默对待的意思。Okay, that's all for today's popular American. And also, let's come to the end of today's show. Bye-bye.
这里是中央人民广播电台经济之声。
每一次倾听都有价值。北京时间22:59，中央人民广播电台经济之声，让你永远领先一分钟。
欢迎来到 Cookie 经济学，今日茶点狗股理论 Dogs of the Dow Theory。 狗股理论是美国基金经理奥西金斯提出的，没精力没能力钻研股市的投资人，只要买进道琼斯工业指数中股息率最高的10只股票，再根据十强榜单每年刷新换仓，就能跑赢大盘。1975年到1999年，狗股理论的投资回报高达18%，市场平均水平只有3%。
瑞士伊波路表。